It's a hot one today, Jonathan.
It must be one of the hottest at the zoo yet, Dad. On days like today, it would really pay to be a camel. Look at the big hump on that one over there.
Yeah.
I bet there's enough water in it to help make it through several days like today.
Actually, Jonathan, it's a bit of a common myth that the purpose of the camel's hump is to primarily hold water.
If it doesn't hold water, then what's it for?
Well, believe it or not, the camel's hump is a brilliantly designed energy source. It's composed of connective tissue overlying his backbone, which holds some water, but its primary purpose is to store up to 100 pounds of body fat. Now, this body fat and the water contained in the hump allows the camel to endure tremendously harsh environments and to survive days without food and water.
I'm always amazed at the creativity of the Lord. Are there any other special features on the camel?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The camel has three eyelids and extra long eyelashes that give him the protection he needs in sandstorms. Now, if sand reaches his eye, the third lid wipes it out with a side-to-side motion.
That kind of sounds like a windshield wiper.
It sure does. In fact, the eyelid is so very thin that a camel can actually see through it. This means he can find his way home in a sandstorm with his eyelids closed. But that's not all. These desert giants have sensitive muscles in their nostrils that close to protect their lungs. Plus, his thick coat of hair protects him from both the hot afternoon sun and the cold desert night temperatures.
That's really interesting.
And there's more. The camel has high body temperatures. Now, it would be dangerous for a human to maintain a 105-degree body temperature, but this would be normal for a camel. The camel starts every day off with a body temperature of only 93 Fahrenheit, but by noontime, the camel reaches the heat of up to 105 degrees, at which he starts to sweat. By the time most other animals would have reached 105, they'd have already lost a lot of water through a tremendous amount of sweating. Not so for the camel.
Dad, when God first designed the camel, was there a desert?
That's a great question, Jonathan. You know, most creation scientists believe that there were no deserts before the great flood of Noah's day. But keep in mind that the original camel kind, which God created on day six, had a tremendous amount of genetic potential. Now, that genetic potential could allow it to adapt in various ways to its environment. Perhaps the hump-like feature on the camel is a characteristic that developed after the flood. On the other hand, perhaps this characteristic has always been present in the camel, but used in different ways depending on its environment. It's important to keep in mind that camels can thrive in the desert or even in lush environments.